So that was the beginning of Miss McIntosh, My Darling. I remember I sent it to an old poetry teacher of mine, an extremely conservative Victorian lady. And I think this is why I lost the great work. She wrote to me and said, if this is what you're doing at the University of Chicago, come back to Indianapolis. So that was, you see, then I turned right around and wrote the whole book on such subjects. Let me see now. No, Figures of Space, I'll read, because it seems to give a feeling of sleep and dream, like an opium dream, perhaps. I hasten to say that I don't even take aspirin, for fear it might wake me up. I seem to be permanently in a somnolent state, and if I took a sleeping pill, I'd probably wake up. So I'm always in that lovely state between. Figures of Space. Why did nature, after such large expense, declare the pact of her unaltered peace and let the invader softly enter in? Sleep, sleep with no defense but the tired sentry sleeping at the outer wall of space. So wind herself in fleece of that cold flame, in the dream of space, in Jason's silver fleece. Nocturnal rabbits sport above her breast, upon her vein the white albino flower suckles a climate mild from pole to pole. She is supine, she fades from her own eyes, and fading, sees her image darkening. There is no trust now in her blood-colored cloud, nor in the frigid flame of her bright sea.